Joining us today, I'm very pleased to welcome back Patrick Cruickshank, CEO and director of 9 Mile Metals, to the Northern Miner Podcast for this week's CEO Spotlight. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me again, Adrian.
It's great to have you. For those who aren't familiar with 9 Mile Metals, can you tell us just a little bit about the company and what you're working on at the Bathurst mining camp?
Sure. We're a Canadian junior mining exploration company focused primarily on critical minerals. You and your viewers have heard a lot about EV evolution and critical minerals, sovereign protection throughout the world and so on. But we're focused solely on the Bathurst mining camp. It's the third largest mining camp in the world, world famous Brunswick number 12 mine, up to 335 million tons of ore. And there's 46 deposits already been discovered in the Bathurst mining camp, of which 25 of them are over 1 million tons. We primarily have four VMS projects, the 9 Mile Brook project, the California Lake Canoe Landing East and West, and the Wedge. So those are our four VMS projects, and we're focused primarily with those right now. We have two really, really big programs right now. One is on our 9 Mile Brook project. We have a lens, and these deposits are in lenses, and they are broken pieces of deposits. And we have the highest assay graded lens ever recorded in the Bathurst mining camp. And people can go to our website and see our press releases and so on. So we are focused right now on escalating that to a 25 to 3,500 ton bulk sample. And that's one program. At the same time, we've had our whole Western portfolio, which is the Wedge, Canoe Landing Lake, and California Lake, reprocessed with using leading edge algorithms and AI. And also we're introduced right now some new leading edge technology that uses acoustic EM to get deeper. Because we believe, as does the government, that every 20 years there's a breakthrough in geophysical technology that leads to a rash of discoveries, whether it was gravity or VTEM or magnetics and so on, because there's only 1% outcrop in the Bathurst mining camp, 99% hidden, and they're vertical deposits. So very hard to find, very complex, and technology is going to unleash that. The problem is technology hasn't changed much since the 60s. It still only really sees down 300-400 meters, but a lot of these deposits are deeper. And we're testing this new technology with our drill program currently on a massive target. And you don't have to extrapolate the 3D imagery when you use sound waves and acoustic EM. It gives you native. So the biggest part we're testing right now is this company came to us and said they found the biggest target in the Bathurst mining camp on one of our projects and said it's massive. And they used the Brunswick 12 as a baseline for their technology and, you know, correlating all the elements and geotechnical items. And they've used that in their algorithms and so on. But they've come back and we're drilling that right now. It wasn't our leading technology. We used three technologies, like I said, late time conductive responses, looking for, we believe when you charge the ground, the ore holds a charge the longest when it's a solid VMS brick and dissipates the slowest. So when you have that technology and the EM technology reprocessed and this other one, when they all show us the same target independently, that's a priority target for us. So that's how we use our technical, is not as a unified technical team. We keep them independent to keep them true to their own technology. And we integrate the three technologies overall. And that's how we use it for our roadmap and our exploration program. So we're very excited to be drilling our California Lake program right now. And we're drilling a 1,000-meter hole, a really deep one. The pierce point's around 700 meters. And what we are testing is this company's ability to not only give us a 3D native full body subsurface, but it's the density. No one's been able to use this density target. They use this technology in the oil industry and it's been very successful, but everybody's trying to find that elusive density target. So this technology we're testing, which also is justified by the other technologies as a target in their own right, it claims to be able to give us a density body. And you can see that in our press releases and on our website. People can go look at those subsurface modeling. But just think of it. I mean, the theory is, besides all the other attributes the technology uses as a baseline, if it really can give us a subsurface density model, the ore body deposit is denser than the surrounding rock that hosts it. So that's simplifying it. I'm not a geologist, but that is the driving leading edge for this technology. But again, these other technologies have identified these 11 targets that we're going to test over the next year or two and trends. It's very exciting. We're really interested in this right now. We are currently drilling it. So yeah, last year we did drill, again, two of these targets were identified and we did drill them and we got 8 VMS holes out of up to 20 meters. So it has been successful. We did drill, obviously, 9 mile and hit some fantastic assays, and we have a hard break on our lens. So we're really interested, and the outlook is very, very rosy for us. And we, like I said, we have trends and 20 target trends, not 20 targets, 20 trends of VMS to go explore over the next 2 years.
So you mentioned these lenses, as far as I understand, and these VMS deposits. So what does that mean in terms of metal for people that are listening here and wondering, well, what does that mean? Like, what are you finding?
Well, VMS is volcanic massive sulfides, and it is a deposit from a volcanic event back 400 million years ago when this camp was created geologically. And think of a volcano or a vent on a volcano spitting up mineralization, and then it settles and hardens and becomes an ore body. VMS deposits are copper, lead, zinc, silver, and gold, all in one deposit. For example, size and scale, the Brunswick number 12 was 335 million tons, mined for over 50 years, just closed down a couple years ago, not because they ran out of ore, but because these are vertical deposits, these lenses, from the twisting and uploading and folding and so on, they're vertical. It was about 1,000 meter footprint on surface, but it goes down almost 2 miles. So it was unstable. It wasn't because of the ore. And that's the challenge. Mining this, you know, in the 50s, when you had engineering different than you would today, we obviously, it's very economic. These are monster deposits. If we can uncover a formula of exploration with technology, the government believes, as we do, that we've only found 30% of the deposits in the Bathurst mining camp. There are huge unexplored, you know, we have 120 roughly square kilometers, and there's 3,800 square kilometers in the camp, 46 deposits. And we believe there's even bigger ones, but they're deeper. And like I said, there's only 1% outcrop. So the easy stuff's been found, Adrian.
Okay. But for the investors, some of them who might just be saying, you know, I'm more into copper explorers, I'm more into gold exploration companies. Like, are you finding certain metals more than others, for instance? Like, you mentioned quite a few metals that might be encompassed in a VMS deposit. Like, do you find like a more metals of one than the other?
And it varies. Each ore body or deposit within the camp has a different formula, right? So our lens that we drilled in the Nine Mile Brook VMS program, that was on average about 12% copper, 38% lead and zinc, about 600 grams silver, and about 3 grams per ton gold. And that was over 20 meters. So think of it, you know, 12% copper over 20 meters is the same as, let's do it easier, 10% copper over 20 meters is the same as 1% copper over 200 meters. So that gives you the grade and how rich these deposits are, and very economic, because if it's in 20 meters of ore, you get all that versus 1% over a kilometer. You know, I mean, it's very, very lucrative and economic. These are very rich deposits. But another deposit right beside us, Canoe Landing Lake, is 33 million tons. And it has about roughly, don't quote me, but it's around 4 or 5% lead zinc, but 0.5% copper and about 1 gram of gold. Over 33 million tons. That's very economic for a copper gold, but not economic for the lead zinc. So Mother Nature has a big part in this. You know, it is lucrative because you have 5 elements you get for free, but they all come together. So economically, I'll give you kind of a hurdle. About 10% lead zinc is economic. Obviously, anything 0.25% copper and higher, and the same with gold, about 0.25 grams per ton and higher is economic. So if you look at those grades, we have insane numbers, the highest grade ever, that matches no known deposit in the camp. So that source is still there, out there.
Okay, yeah. So a very concentration of metals, in other words, as you're saying. So where's this going then? If there's an investor who says, well, this sounds pretty appealing to me, what do you have to say to them as far as where this is going, what they have to expect? Where are you going to take this thing?
Well, like I said earlier, we have a bulk sample that we're going to launch as soon as we get the final permit, which has all been filed. We're going to do a bulk sample and we'll get all the revenues from that. That was just the ore that I told you about. So very, very lucrative to the company, probably more valuable than the market cap right now. So that's number one. Number two is we have a high technology, leading edge exploration program. We have VMS on two of our other projects to follow up on. We are just starting our exploration valuation, if you want to call it. So I think the timing is great. We are going to obviously be very active. We don't have any more geophysics to interpret. We are just going to go execute our plan now.
Okay, excellent. Patrick Cruickshank, CEO and Director of 9 Mile Metals, thank you for joining us on today's CEO Spotlight.
Thanks for having me, Adrian.